You know what I'm saying, yeah?
I love you so much, God.
Love you so much, y'all. So
I know how I feel being hopeless. Taking L's back to back, trying to keep your focus. Man. The people that depend on me, they'll never notice. Cause I do what I'm supposed to, secure them and keep doing especially mine. I'm working on it though. I'm getting rid of felonies now. My credit 800. Niggas can't discredit me now. I wanna ask you some shit, but you might tell me a lot. But hey, I barely care. I no longer live in my feelings. Shit, I'm barely there. I could never live in New York cause I can't carry there. They say I can't live in my city cause it's crazy there. I'm like, shit, that's everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nobody business. I don't fucking care. I don't kiss and tell. Just know I had to hold
that
up her
move
hair.
We gotta be in. You know what I mean?
You got into what I touched in there, but get on your knees and thank your God that I wasn't there. Grizzball, my niggas kill folks. No
big T Grizzly in the building, you know what I'm saying? What's poppin'? 800 Shogun. In the building with Gangnam, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is outside. Sloan's out here being a hootie patootie, you know what I'm saying? Flying in first class with his cutie. Yeah, you like what I did there. I need to drop a mixtape right now. Anyways, bruv. Any fucking ways, yeah. Episode 121 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Like I said, you already know who I am. I'm in the way, so let me get out the way. This one is going to be unorthodox as shit. Sloan, like I said, is jet setting, sky flying, limousine riding, gator wearing son of a gun. You already know he's going to be here. I'll introduce him in just a second. But if I can turn your attention to the fucking blue corner, yeah. We're not even going to do all the crazy intros like we normally do. But I just need to let you know this nigga is the flyest nigga in the room, even when he's not in the room. Him and Doc Brown always shutting shit down when they drive around town in the DeLorean because that's what they be exploring in. You know what I'm saying, yeah? All right, 10. Without further ado, the man that is back to the future, or back from the future, just to let us know all the hits that he's about to get ready to drop. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how are you and how do you do?
You know what I'm saying? Gang. You see the custom. You see it. You see it. You know, I'm out here freezing my ass off.
Utah Tundra.
On God, I mean, it could be worse though.
Yo, what's the temp out there right now?
It is 29 degrees at the moment.
Nigga, how? How is it 29 degrees there? And it's like in the Great Plains, it's -1, my nigga. Oh, it's because it's flat. All right, never mind. Answer my own question. And there's no trees. They got no trees out there. I swear. It's like they ain't got no trees in the Great Plains. Anyways, bro. Anyways, you already know who it is. I'm 800 Shogun. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Bruce, Bruce Lee, Master Bruce with Bubble Goose, all that shit. I get loose. Nunchucks back pocket, pop lock, drop it. You know what I'm saying? Naruto, I ain't no hoe. Take you niggas up top to the motherfucking village of the hidden Keith. You know what I'm saying? Spatially sparking in this bitch. All right then, cuz, we really normally do have long intros, all that fun shit. Like I said, it's a bit unorthodox. Everybody's on weird different times. Sloan is here with us, but he's also, out and about, you know what I'm saying, doing all the majestic things that he needs to do just to make sure that we can be great, here on CDB Multimedia.
That's fucking right, niggas.
Yeah, you know, listen, y'all can't see him, but you hear that nigga. Like the voice of God.
Close deals and willing and dealing. You know, I'm out here.
Yeah, what I said earlier, I was like, sky flying or jet right. Flying, limousine riding, gator wearing, son of a gun. Now, can I get two claps in a Ric Flair?
And I'm having a hard time keeping these Michael Jordans down.
Oh, jaywalking. You don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. All right, then.
It's the Mark- jaywalking, jay-smoking, driving through snow in the mountains, son of a gun. And I'm trying not to die in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, goodness. Y'all can
Oh, God.
already tell the nigga is out and about moving because normally his microphone and his sound is super crisp. So you can tell he is somewhere where he has enough solace and silence that he can get his shit off without any disruption. So we appreciate you, brother, for stopping in. Mark,
Thank you
well,
for that
shit,
good
Sloan.
Wi-Fi.
Sloan, while you're here, bro, how's your weekend? How's your weekend, fam?
I'm out here making money. I'm working for the wife this week. She's on a consultation, which, you know, she does that shit. And yeah, I'm just tagging along, taking pictures. You know, I'm gonna go hang out with some people. Hopefully, I get to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. And you
Free
know,
big sis,
I
holla,
just
nigga.
yeah. That's the main reason why I'm out here. I got to go to New York tomorrow and go free Lala. You know, her crazy little boyfriend and snatched her up. So now I got to go save her. And
whoop
then,
that nigga ass for the ancestors.
Yeah. Shit. Shout out, before I get all that out of the way, shout out to Lafayette College. Bruh, they done treated me like a king out here. Shout out to my man, Rob. Rob is family now, him and his beautiful family. They took us on a $1,000 dinner last night.
What?
Yeah, $1,000. It costs $1,000 for six people to eat a dinner.
Where y'all eat at, the fuck?
One of the most fancy little steak places out here, and that shit was fantabulous.
Oh, what you get?
Oh. I got the lobster mashed potatoes with the lobster bisque and a 28-ounce porterhouse. Medium, of course.
Yes.
And then, like, everybody else, like, it was kind of like the sides were, like, family style. So, like, if you got those sides, you just got a ton of sides.
Mm.
I'll bang that shit for lunch today.
That sounds delicious.
But, yeah, Rob's a great dude. Like, he's going to be around us a lot. So... It was a fantabulous time, dog. I'm having a great time. Got on vacation, still working. Gonna leave the country in a few days. You know, some of you boars. The boars.
Oh my God, nipples out and everything in different countries.
Yeah. Nipples out, toes in the sand. What they say the other day, my friend.
This nigga touching sand, not
my
grass.
Homegirl,
nigga sand.
My homegirl was like, oh, man, I can't wait to go on my first trip of the year in, like, March. I said, girl, I'm on my second.
Oh, my goodness. Damn it.
She was like, I'm trying to go on 12 trips this year. I said, that's about what I do every year.
Nigga just got a stunt.
It's not. No. First of all, if... It's not stunning if it's your regular life.
That's a true statement.
You're just doing what you naturally do. That's not stunning.
It's just, it's a, I don't know how to place this, but it's just like a jab without a jab. It's like a phantom punch.
It's like, only a jab to people who are poor.
it was like an accident. You know, you always just play fighting and you accidentally, you know, hit him in the nose.
No, sometimes those accidental punches be for real. It's like I didn't accidentally punch you in your nose, nigga. I did that on purpose. My bad. But yeah, like I said, my week has been interesting, just traveling and arguing with people in random private lounges and shit.
Ah, okay. I thought you were about to say Twitter spaces at first, and I was like, yeah,
oh, no.
I know we
I ended up almost beat up somebody in TSA because they was
Wait,
talking
what?
To my wife crazy.
Whoa, you know, recap.
I don't know. That's her story to tell you. I don't know what he said, or I just know that when I went through TSA, they stopped my wife for a random check, and she was not happy about it by the time she got to me. And I was like, she was like, to the point, y'all know my wife, she don't really curse or nothing like that, or be loud in public. She was mad. I was like, do you want me to go back and fuck this nigga up? Because we can cut this whole vacation short. I'll beat this nigga ass and We can go right back home.
Get bebopped right quick.
Bebop and rock steady. You want Mickey, hands? Mickey. You're going to get all these hands.
Mickey, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? All 10 fingers, nigga.
Also, I want to say shout out to the sponsors and also the new sponsors that I will be announcing in a couple of days. I told you, nigga, diarrhea flow. Not shit on niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Air horns in the chat.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Ben. Ben know who he is. Shout out to him. As soon as we get the little minor details knocked out, we'll make an announcement. You know, it's still within the weed companies and stuff like that. It's just for you fake weed smokers. For those who like diet smoke.
What, like the CBD?
Yeah, boy. Delta 9, Delta 8, all that.
I mean, the CBD tree be hitting, though, when you hurt.
All right, man, look. I smoke like, it.
That's the first choice.
They paying me for it.
I like regular weed.
Regular.
Right. I don't want nothing with a name.
I like regular weed. Unless it's some type of strand, don't give me none of that.
You know, and then on top of that Stan Lee is.
Yeah, that Stan Lee is. Stan Lee, you saw the multiverse, my nigga?
Boy.
This nigga saw Spider-Man swing through New York on his way
nigga,
to
Nigga, I'm the new Kang. I'm the new Kang the Conqueror, big dog smoking that.
Speaking of Kangs, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of Kangs, happy birthday and shout out to one of the greatest human rights activists, civil rights activists, Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? We celebrating his birthday. It would be completely inappropriate to do gunshots. So we're just going to, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah, holla back.
Good job, bro. This is fuck if you work today.
Hey, go out there and fuck a white woman today.
Hey, listen, I was trying to look all through the timeline just to see if somebody was culturally appropriating Martin Luther King's birthday to say some bullshit while they simultaneously support human genocide all across the planet. So I was looking, you know, I thought that's what y'all was going to talk about in spaces, but, you know, we'll save that for another time.
I don't talk about other issues in other countries. I got issues in my own country to worry about. I know y'all going through whatever y'all going through. Peace and blessings, love and light to the y'all situation. But what y'all going through over there is over there. I'm more worried about Matt Bain over here.
Mm.
And that for that may if that sounds insensitive, so what? I'm selfish.
No, it's a you
respect
know,
the honesty.
I think
look. Here's how I feel about that. Everybody wants to talk about what's going on over there, but you would walk past a homeless person right now in your own country that look just like you. You will step over somebody who looks like you to go help another country when you can put the money into your own country. We're not a superpower. We're struggling. We live in check to check. America is living check to check. Let America shut down
inflation.
Again and see what happens. Dog, like, I care. I wish you the best. But over here, we going to be in that same boat soon. And y'all ain't going to send them billions back over here.
That's a negative.
Y'all ain't going to have no hashtag talking about pray for America. Y'all going to have a party when we burn down.
The rest of the world might. I mean,
I hope it works out for you, big dog.
In the store. That's crazy.
I hope it works out for you, big dog. I'm so sorry.
A lot of people use the hard R talking about supporting Palestine, and I'm like, do you really? Do you really?
I'm not going to get involved in that. I don't know enough about it. Then that's why I just say, hey, peace and blessings.
Hey, man. Listen, I feel it because I can't get mad at it. And I think that's a very valid point to make. I simultaneously, while, you know, staying on the politically, I'm getting the fuck up out of here is,
and also this is not a political show, so
this is not we do not do this here. We normally do that on a CDB podcast, you know what I'm saying, hosted by yours truly. But I will say this, is that I think it's a luxury sometimes for people that can see suffrage and oppression happening in their own country, and then they openly can object against oppression in someone else's country.
It's the cool thing to do on the timeline.
Yeah, yeah. Trust and believe, bro. That's why I was on bumpers. And I know a single nigga has not responded to my post when it's like, hey, big dog, while you're here, if you're going to say, oh, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day and oppression and, you know, well, why are you so loud when it comes to talk about reparations, my nigga, and being totally against it? Ooh.
Because they only care when it don't happen to niggas.
Oh, no disrespect to my, you know, shout out Dre, you know, no disrespect to my nigga, and I have to say this because people are fucking stupid. No disrespect to my niggas that, you know, that dab, you know, in the milk, you know, or you have an affinity, but don't co-opt Dr. King's message as an excuse for your affinity for enjoying white women. He's talking about, like, everybody.
And you that enjoy white men.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh,
talk
oh,
about
yeah.
it. Can we get some gunshots for that?
Yeah. For sure. We're far enough away from Martin Luther King to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can post one part of, I got to drink. Like, stop it. You don't. Stop it.
Y'all niggas are dream smashers. Like,
hey, these niggas ain't show no one bit of respect. Like, I love the funny memes, X Kang and the credit jokes. They funny, but it get to a point where some of you niggas is getting flagrant.
Yeah.
Flagrant with the disrespect towards Miss Coretta and Dr. King. It's like, y'all, it be the people on your own team sometimes. Like, all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Hey, man, I shared one and one only. But while I did that, I simultaneously shared a whole bunch of shit that they will talk about with Martin Luther King and his nonviolence. And then I'm like, y'all also know that, like, he said, fuck y'all at the end, right? Like, yeah, nah, they don't want to talk about it. Or why was he such an activist, and what was he an activist for? And then I just take a step back and I wait for it. But I digress. Anyways, we'll keep it moving. We'll talk about that on another podcast somewhere else that's not Sucio Boys. Marty, how was your weekend, cuts?
Yo, shout out to Dr. Dabber.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Dabber.
Dr. D and them.
Hey, yo.
Oh, God.
Yo.
Dr. D and them. Oh, not, I didn't say the D. You have to pause, hey. Dr. D and them? That's possible?
Yo.
You got to throw up the two eyes for that? That's crazy. Wow. We might have to have a list for that, too. Like, damn. Hey. Like, what's possible?
Yo, what's pause? Hey, we'll talk about that. That's hilarious.
Because, like, I need to know. Do we need a manual now at this point? Because I don't know what the fuck you can say.
We have a manual.
You be trying to make a good ass point, and then all of a sudden, niggas be like, pause. And it's just like, no matter what you're supposed to say, you can have a lot of numbers.
You gotta go back and you be like, what the fuck did I say?
You're just like, damn, like, you literally could be ready to tell the nigga, like, God called you, like, here's the meaning of life and a lot of numbers. I'm about to tell you, I say one thing, and niggas is like, yo,
we gotta write this down. We gotta write this down. But you ever caught an ayo from, like, an unexpected source?
Oh, did you see that video that was on? It was the Sloan, you probably seen it. It was that sports video. Or that commentator.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
He's like, you definitely got to get the D. And then the nigga forgot where he was for a second. Was
he
like,
looked at him. He was like, the defense. And he was like, all right. And then he just started.
Chris Rose. And
he sold does not say pause. Yeah, that nigga, it took all the energy in his being to not say pause. Like, he almost, he's like,
yo, yeah, the defense, my man was like, excuse me?
Yeah, dude, it's like, excuse me. He just
he
looked
just
at Buddy
tightened up.
like.
No, the facial expression was like.
At that point, you should have just said it because you like you said it with your face because we all was thinking it, but then like I could be able to keep it like
Anyways,
that.
oh
I got it.
man, I digress. Catching an AO from like, no,
Right.
it's just it's like a person that just hit you with an AO, and you was like, what?
Yeah, like if your grandma hit you with the hey, yo, bro. Like if my grandma hit me with the hey, yo, bro, that's mad cap. I would just look at my grandma like, who have you been with?
yo, my.
What young nigga is fleecing you out of your social security check?
Oh
Oh my God.
my fucking little brother did that shit. And I think it might have been, I couldn't tell if it was my youngest brother Jordan or if it was my brother Jalen that has Asperger's. And if it was my cousin, like if it was him that had Asperger's and this it was like, hey yo, like hold on, nigga, you playing with me. Cause
Hey, them kids with the touch of the tism be hilarious. And I ain't talking about like the full touch. I'm talking about a slight touch that's still on the spectrum, but like at the top of the spectrum.
Right.
Like them little motherfuckers have me dying. I follow this one little girl on TikTok.
This
I
nigga
don't
really
know
say
her.
touch of the tism.
Yeah,
Yeah.
touch of
That's the
the
name of the pod. That is the name.
tism. But she got a touch of the tism, but she's a little girl. She got to be like 13, 14, 15, teenage girl, and she the Down syndrome is up. Like she cool as shit. She hood in a motherfucker, and she a little. I think she Mexican, and she might be Mexican or black. But the little girl is a fucking hilarious, and I just be like, yo, that little girl is funny as fuck, and her mom let her. Like she letting her come about as a regular child, and like her and her mom spat back and forth. And I'm just like, oh god, she think she dressed like a little black boy, so she got the sweatsuits and hoodies, and she be sagging and rubbing her hands together, thinking she a Kappa. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious.
Nah, that's crazy. But also, I gotta watch new content now. That's hilarious. Cause I
I'm gonna
swear,
send
bro.
it to you.
I
I'm gonna send it to
swear.
you because them kids with the touch of the tism be the best.
Yo, my brother said that shit, and I was like, I just look like, hold on. First off, which one of you niggas said that? Cause if it's my youngest brother, I get it. Because you know he, what's up, gang? Like all everything that like these new niggas say,
Yeah,
I
that's what the
don't
little girl said. She's like, what's up, gang? Gang, gang, gang. I'm like,
know.
oh shit, she a thug.
Yo,
That's
having a touch of the
my daughter
tism.
right now. She don't got the tism, but she says some shit sometimes. I was like, I gotta be careful when she in the room because I don't want the school calling me on some shit. The oldest said something to her, and she was like, "Hey, that's sus." And I look over like, "Fuck, you know that word."
Oh my
Or she was like,
gosh.
yeah, she got some new boots for the snow, and she said somebody called him ugly. She was like, I told that boy that he being capped. These are fire. And I was like,
My son, dude, he's only 6 and he's starting to say them words. I'm like, hey, big dog, I'm gonna need you to do me a favor and shut the fuck up with all that shit because you're not about to be in this house saying none of that. Talking about sus gang. Nah, dad, that's sus. Boy, I
they ever
will
hit you with a
punch you.
yer like random anytime they get somewhere they get excited about something it's just out of nowhere
Oh, nah, man. I'm trying to
yer
get him to do that, though. I'm trying to get him to do that. I'm trying to get him hit. If I can get my daughter will do it only if I do it. But like my son, I'm just trying to get him off of impulse to just do it like you're it. But it sounds like he's just saying like yo and ert.
yeah the 5-year-old can't like talk well. Sorry, babe. 5-year-old can't talk well, so he's to go yeah, and I'm like, oh.
You sound like an upset bird.
He's like yeah, I'm like just
Like, hey, big dog. A for effort. A for effort.
we gonna
Marty,
try
I don't
again.
even think you told us about your fucking weekend, my nigga.
Oh, it was a blizzard. We got like 5 inches of snow, so I was in the house writing music. playing Xbox,
nah,
playing PS5.
Not this nigga looking out the window and it's snowing. Oh, he about to drop all the winter bangers.
Oh,
bruh, he finna write a case and tank and genuine.
All your favorites. All your what them niggas
some shit is coming.
Yeah, what's the genuine tanking or wait?
TGT.
Tyrese.
Yeah.
TGT.
Yeah,
man, I'm trying. I gotta stay busy. The Grammys is in like 2.5 weeks, so.
Yeah, and then when we come back for that, this nigga gonna be Grammy winning. Oh, nigga, you talk about the price is gonna go up when this nigga
wins.
Is that
a Monday? What day is the 4th?
I don't know. We just got to the 15th on accident, and I sneezed.
Hey, let them niggas know what categories you nominated for.
Oh, let me pull. I gotta pull the list up. Oh no, it's a Sunday. Okay, we good. We good. So we would pod on the 5th. Let's see. I do not. Hold on. I gotta like look that up. Best R&B. I know we got 72 Hours is got one for best R&B. It's like three for the Jaguar 2 album, one for How Does It Make You Feel, Joy Monet, and then there's another one I just that I forgot about. That's just for the album itself. Hold on, let me look that up.
Hey, look at
it. Talking about the Chris Brown shit.
I mean that the Grammys hate on him. Chris Brown is the Leo DiCaprio of the Grammys, where he just gets snubbed for shit all the time.
They just want him to show up.
They just, yeah, he just, like, this, I think it was the first nomination in, like, 4 years.
Get that nigga what? Get that nigga
y'all gonna win. Let's y'all gonna win, and then you gonna pod like a motherfucker on Monday.
Yo, the price just went up so heavy. Ooh, listen. All right then. My weekend was cool. Didn't do shit. I was sick. Everything is ass. And fuck all y'all niggas. So I was absolute gremlin on the internet, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I was by myself, and I just need to shut the world off for a couple days. So I'm gravy. And yeah, and I got commissioned for more shit, more sports shit. These jerseys, it's like jerseys, jackets. Jeans, getting ready to do a pair of like snow pants and shit too. Starting to get into pants now, so like basically I'm just into all apparel, but I digress, bruv. I digress. All right, then, fellas, we can officially get into it because we will not be long. Hey, yo, pause. All right, then, yeah. Where should we start first? Do we want to, you know what? Let me just get this shit off my chest. Because if I don't, then when I step into the cyberspaces with you niggas one more time, I'm gonna have to lose my shit. And I kind of sort of already did anyway today, but I'm gonna just put it out on Front Street just so y'all understand and know where I'm at. We're just gonna do, you know what, when it comes to like niggas being content creators, I would not be the type of person I am when it does come to content and creation. You niggas are copy paste niggas. You niggas are absolute photocopies. Half of you niggas have no fucking originality. You ain't read a book, so you don't know stories. You can't imagine things by yourself because you got to be told what to do. Half of you niggas have, like, absolutely no fucking imagination. I could tell how many books you read. Y'all wanted to make fun
in the chat, please.
Yeah, y'all wanted to make fun of Cat Williams, and now... how many fucking books he read, or did you think he didn't read? And like, you niggas get on my nerves because like every fucking time I get on the internet, I can pretty much tell you this is what's going to happen. It's going to be something that somebody somewhere did originally, and then it maybe got so many likes, whatever, whatever. You have a bigger what brand or whatever the case may be. A lot of you motherfuckers on TikTok, more often than not, while it is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, so we gonna get this fucking funky off, for those of y'all listening, it's the day after, but fuck y'all, It's a lot of white content creators that like will still like black content creators, and then we're like, hey, yo, we gotta support. But then it's a lot of black content creators that are also doing the same shit the white people are doing. So you niggas are unoriginal. Half of y'all don't even, y'all just got recycled fucking shit. Y'all can't come up with your own shit. If people actually listen to you like they are listening to us right now, you don't know it, like you can't hold a fucking conversation. You niggas are dorks, yo. Half of y'all are not funny. You have no originality. You were probably in fucking show tunes, acting class, something, but you were the nigga that was in the back playing role 1B guard A that like just had to stand there. But when you see something on the interwebs and then it's somebody that probably isn't the most flashy, flary person, they might be, you know, big white dude from the hills or country or something. They might be a black guy from the hood. Whatever, gang, don't matter. But then y'all try to co-opt their shit, and it's crazy to me. Like, I'm so tired of seeing couples get into the elevator. Then it's the one good-looking girl that walks in wearing something that's super form-fitting, and then the nigga in the group or the couple is standing there sweating bullets. His water starts shaking. I've seen that shit at least 10 times from different creators. You niggas are unoriginal, and you should go play in traffic backwards until you find your own originality. Maybe that might be at the pearly gates. I don't know. But other than that, I'm just saying, like, I can't stand you niggas. You niggas are fucking corny. Like, cool.
There's a problem.
Yeah, like, dog, it's just y'all see some shit, it gets popular, y'all try to get this shit for clicks and views instead of, like, let me build my own original content. Then you start hating on niggas that actually are getting some shine because they're like, nah, I'm gonna stick with this shit right here because I like doing this. And then people start paying attention to them. You think, ah, I can hop on this train. No, the fuck you can't, my nigga. You cannot duplicate or repeat greatness.
Yeah. Oh, worse. Blah, blah, blah. Of course we blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up.
Dog.
Shut up.
Like, half of you niggas just follow the folks that, like, can show you how to get clicks, likes, and views, and these, like, catching displays of things, which I get. I know some people are out here trying to, you know, build a brand or business or whatever. I totally get it. So I can see why they would do that. Right. If there's something that you're trying to do that is an original idea. But listen, my nigga, it's so many of y'all that got clothing brands and you niggas don't even fucking know how to match clothes. You don't even know shit about seasons. You don't know when a season is, what colorways are coming. Y'all just coming up with shit. Y'all might think, oh, man, this nigga's going off the deep end hating. No, nigga, no. No, I said this shit on a Facebook Live and had somebody get mad at me because I didn't say nobody's name or words. I was just telling people like absolute truths. There are niggas that
don't know shit about texture.
Yeah, there are niggas that get this shit from places overseas that they don't know about. They just get it because they grab it in a colorway. Then they go to like Etsy or something like that and then get somebody else that actually has a screen printing machine or whatever have you, put it on there. And then they're like, all right, I just started my brand. My nigga.
How you start a brand.
That is true. That is a true statement. But not everybody has the wherewithal. Like, not all y'all need to have a fucking clothing line.
Need to have a podcast, a clothing
not
line.
Not all you niggas. Like, you niggas are copy pay. Listen, and if you come to me and you ask me, hey, man, I would really like to start a podcast. Okay, my nigga, what do you want to do? I have too many. I have too many that I don't even do. That lets
it's
you
so
know
funny when somebody's like, man, I want to start a podcast. And the first thing I say is, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. And then you don't want to start a podcast.
Right. They want you to help start it for them. They want you to help get the ball rolling. They want you to help getting it going, which I get it. But like, here's what it all boils down to. And what I'm saying is like, if you... Like, you can try and fail and do stuff, and I totally get when it's like, hey, this is the thing, if you're using a sound or something in like a reel or a video, that's not what I'm saying. What I mean is like when you legit go snatch and grab somebody's funny content, but then it's just the fact of like, oh, God damn it. And half of you niggas got joint accounts. Like, that's super nasty. Like, super nasty.
The joint Facebook, the joint Grams.
Boy, I know when you, when your picture, when y'all a couple picture in your personal social media, we know you fucked up.
Yeah, bro. Oh, God. Get out.
Y'all ain't happy. Y'all ain't happy. We know that.
Get out. Get out. You
own your truth, my nigga. Oh, I got that list, by the way.
What is it?
It's the best R&B performance. There's two in there. There's one for Chris and one for Victoria. For Summer Too Hot and How Does It Make You Feel? Then the best engineer album, non-classical, for Jaguar 2 as a whole. Best new artist for Victoria, Jaguar 2 as a whole. Contribute on it, so it counts. And then best R&B album.
Yes, sir. Love to see
it.
Where
to go, my guy. No. I was bragging about you earlier today. And someone posed a great question and I couldn't answer it. And they were like, what's your pod mate that is a 6-time Grammy nominated songwriter? Does he write the entire song or is it like a group effort? I was like, nigga, I don't know. I just know this nigga.
It depends. It depends. I don't like doing. So the thing is, the problem, short answer, certain songs you can write if there's multiple writers, because somebody, you could have came up with the melody, you get a writing credit for it. You could have came up with a part of the hook, you get a writer's credit. The problem with that is because it's already hard enough to get paid writing the fucking song. Too many splits that way. If I can avoid that at all costs, I usually do so. Or sometimes if it's a flat rate where you just might have some shit and then you present it, and if they want it, they'll take it, you sell it, it's theirs now. There's no residuals on the back end of that. I hate doing that, but like when you work with movies, people like movie studios or certain things or soundtracks for TV shows, that's the thing. For the most part, no, you just write the song. But and the other ones, the nominations, like three of them are just for the album itself, contributed to it. So everyone that contributed to that, that win counts for them. Ultimately, it's for the artist. There's two songs that were singularly penned that have their own nominations. The rest are for the album in itself. But if that song is on the album, it counts. Okay. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's like a group project.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Everybody gets an A.
Right.
Yep. Ah, aha, aha. Now I...
Two individual, no. But the other three. So I'm wrong. It's damn, so that's five. So that's seven, actually. That's not six. That's seven.
This nigga got so many Grammy nods, he just be forgetting how many he got.
I love it. Love it and hate it at the same time. But yeah, I
don't
apologize.
Hate it at all.
I don't hate it at all.
I hate it at the same time for some certain shit because the niggas still waiting to hear back on some other things. But we I don't want to get in trouble, so we're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about that one off mic. I'm still.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But all right then. But sure. Listen, my apologies for going off on the tangent, but like I said, it's a lot of you niggas doing
it was
this
necessary.
And
with it, bro.
It's 2024 and we just gotta like it's accountability year, bro. It's the accountability year. So I think what is best for all of us as humans is that we should hold each other accountable because we all share this big blue water rocking space. And you know what I'm saying? Listen, if I got to see you on the internet, and because the algorithms are algorithming and it's funny content, please don't let me go and find somebody originally posted this shit. Like, come on, big dog. Like, or if they do a voiceover of the person and then just steal their whole flow. I've seen that happen too, and that's gross. Like, it's a lot of you fucking soccer moms, you white bitches out here just doing that shit. Like, and then it's like a whole dude, then it's a black dude, but you like take his whole flow and cut his whole shit. And he actually on the Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying it's audio. Like, it's his voice that y'all using, and you just did hit verbatim. Like, the whole skit.
I seen a black dude show me how to do some kind of nice photo on TikTok. Like he went through step by step on how to do it. Bruv, raw white boy, like two frames, like two swipes later, cut the man out, like muted his video, and then said his shit verbatim and posted it as his own with the dude in the video.
That's fucking crazy.
He took dude's video,
took his whole content.
And did a picture-in-picture voiceover on it. Like it was his. I was like, dog, I just seen this.
That's nasty work. That's where I go in and comment like, hey, you ain't going to get my man? And then tag the original person just so that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to. It's just my civic duty, you know what I'm saying, as a social media activist.
Which I've seen somebody steal Southside gun shit. I seen somebody steal Southside Gun whole tweet,
nigga,
and put it on TikTok like it was theirs. I got in the comments like, "Hey, yo, you gonna give my man his credit?"
Yeah, straight up. Southside Gun, shout out to you, bro. Because this nigga's that is still in this list shit, and you was the first nigga I ever seen a list of things that women can't do. And the shit about it is like
things that men can't do.
That's right. Excuse me. Things that men can't do. But
we do have a list though.
You know what I'm saying? And it's documented by time frame.
Dog, we should do a list that said we should add don't make list on the list.
Oh God. No, what's it called? I sent the thing. Me and him was looking at that there's a no dick list. So I mean if they doing this, they get no dick.
Yeah, nah, you out here.
And
just
see, I did that ain't got nothing to do with me because I'm not in the streets no more. So
yeah,
at any time she wanted, I'm handing it out.
Here you go. I got loads for you.
I got a little 7-inch sub for you, real quick. You do that thing I like to get the 9 for you.
Yeah, I got loads for you. You know what I'm saying? Double entendre. Don't ask me how I did it. You're welcome. But anyways, fellas, we can keep it pushing. But fuck y'all who just be stealing shit. And you know what I like to do? Robin Hood, you niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm so petty. I will snatch and grab your whole shit. But I will tag you in it.
I look, if I see you did something and I know somebody else, it's somebody else's work, I'll report your shit.
Straight up,
I'm that petty. Fuck you, nigga.
Straight up. Oh my goodness. That's why, you know, sometimes niggas can't talk. And speaking of niggas that cannot talk, all right. Sometimes when we do these things across the interwebs, like get on the social medias and people start talking. You know, depending upon the space that we are in, it's a whole bunch of you niggas that just be out here scaring the hoes. And I mean men and women, because some of you hoes is scary as shit too. Case in point. And I'm gonna be a whole petty nigga because I can, because fuck y'all, I don't watch wrestling. Listen, fam, we were chilling and, you know, gang always likes to get into Twitter spaces, host certain stuff. I know that there's certain folks in the gang that like pro wrestling, and there's certain folks that get into other shit, right? And, you know, when we're in those talk spaces, there's a lot of people that are coming together that normally, you know, maybe have not heard certain things in conversation, or they're just not familiar with it. But goddamn, dude, somebody was in there today and was, I heard the whales in the vaginal cavities drying all the way the fuck up. Dried up so much, my dick shriveled.
Just praying.
Yeah, that was the conversation today. But
I missed it. Feel me?
Hey, the other day when they got to talking about some serious shit, I was like, oh, the dicks are on soft right now.
Oh, my. Oh, the other. Oh, the Tito's night? The Tito's vodka night?
Yeah.
Dirty water niggas.
You like, y'all are just taking up. Y'all are drying up all the dick in the room.
Damn.
We are.
I didn't know you
in Detroit, in the GD, in Detroit, Chicago. Just like, who got strays? I got a stray. I think GD's got a stray.
Yo, just because this bitch is a vaginal assassin. Like, what? Like, I'm sorry you did that.
Not a vaginal assassin.
She was giving out ED like coupons.
Not, bro, she was sending them kids back to God.
Yo,
on a first class flight.
Like, oh, I just got this.
Who hurt you?
You know what? Let me go ahead and return this. I need to make a return.
She was getting cooked in other spaces too.
Wait, other ones too?
Yeah, then I went into another space.
We got cool with a whole nother space group, y'all, for her.
Yeah, and then all the little hood boogers that was in there, like, thank you. We don't need a man to explain it for. Oh, okay. Oh my God. Bitches,
nah,
you
motherfuckers. They was finna eat a hun up.
They was about to. Hey, and I was like, all right.
Hey, abort, big dog. This ain't for you.
I see the text.
This ain't what you want.
Next time that happens, just shoot me a text, man. Code 6. I'd have jumped in the trenches.
Nah, because they tried
many.
To.
It was too
I
many.
I was already on violence high key because they were trying to get at Dre. And somebody tried
and they
to get
ended
funny.
Up accepting Dre into the crew.
Yeah, wait, and this nigga wait, stayed on stage. Them? Yeah, this nigga stayed on stage in like the most hood rat fucking space.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
And he was holding court. They love Dre.
Yeah.
They love Dre because they tried to come at Dre because somebody went through he asked to come up and speak. And then somebody went through his media on his page and saw he was married to a Yeah, and they saw he was married to a white woman, and they tried to call him out on it. He stood on that shit like, hey, nah, that's my bitch. Anybody got a problem with it? Fuck y'all. He ain't said like that, but you know, that's how I say it. But you know, I'm going to interpret for Drake and Hood because, you know, he speaks fluent Colorado. And, yes. So, like, he need me to come in there and say, like, yo, shut the fuck up. This who I love. Y'all got a problem with it? We can go. And
They
gotta fuck me down. I was like, man, first of all, this is some internet shit, bro. Like, you gonna get mad at somebody? Nah, I don't care. That lady love him. Hey, we stand for Hadley on this show.
Right.
If y'all got something to say wrong about Sister Hadley, meet us outside. Shit, you can meet us inside. I like to fight. It don't matter where I fight.
Yeah, it don't. I was in there ready for go time, and then I just heard fucking ignoramus.
And then I hate that when people see you coming into the defense of that of her, they're like, oh, you capping for a white woman. No, I'm capping for my friend's wife.
Right. Something you bitches
don't matter.
Will never be.
It just so happens that she is white.
Something that you bitches will never be.
I don't know that.
You know what? I'm gonna say it. They won't. It's a lot of them. The way that they act, they will not. That is not how you get it. You get. I would call them trapper keepers. You know what I'm saying? It's a bitch that's gonna like you. Like old
Wait
girl was talking about.
Time out. Before we even get any further in this, I was watching this Lakers highlight on the Sports Center. Somebody need to tell LeBron to shave his fucking head.
Yeah, it's time.
That nigga was
busting
the shit out of his scalp.
Yo,
no, I just seen him go down the lane, and it looked like bald tires. You know how the tires be bald on the side of your car? On your car, your tires be super slick. Bro, he can't get that. Once you start going in the top of in the crown of your head. You done, big dog.
Oh God.
He got the same slick guy that I got in the back of my head. Oh dog, it's a wrap. He got that Tory Lanez. I'm just gonna get the hairline fixed. I ain't gonna worry about the back.
I mean, I think I hear if you go to Turkey, they figured out a way to fix the middle, but
Bro, I
you
just
might
figured out if
be
you
good.
just shave your head, you cool.
A lot
Just
of
shave it,
work.
dog.
They didn't tell us that part. You gotta shave that shit every day. It's annoying.
I don't.
Oh, I haven't reached that level yet.
I'd say about a week and a half. It looked like a
Really?
nice little taper when I decided to cut my hair.
I gotta shave every day or else it'd be smooth as shit next day, like stubble. Nigga, it ain't even been 10 hours yet. How in the fuck?
Also,
The beauty of hair growth.
if we could say this, because there's a lot of times when people get into these spaces, and I
Scared
always,
of hoes.
scared the shit out of the hoes. But like when you try to like dick measure, and like you the only nigga in the contest, because nobody else was trying to even have that convo. Like niggas will name drop. That's super nasty work. Niggas started talking about accolades, super nasty work. We were somewhere. I think this was in the same. It was in the same spaces with.
When I get to throwing my bank account around, super nasty work.
not you, Sloan.
No, I'm
It
talking about the
was niggas that was.
niggas that post statements and then put it in the Jumbotron of the thing. Like, nigga, your interest rate is trash. Why are you why?
Yo, and niggas get in there and start talking. It's so nasty because it was the same little hood booger fucking space that we were in when Dre was on stage, which is crazy.
I be missing everything, bro.
And these two niggas just started like going at each other, bro, just yelling.
Oh
Like
yeah, the
one
niggas
nigga
that was
was
going
talking
bitch for
about post.
bitch.
Yeah, it was like, hey, nigga, my bitch burned yours. Your bitch ain't shit. The old fat turkey neck looking ass bitch. Like, why back?
That nigga said, post your LLCs, nigga. Post
Yeah,
your
nigga.
LLCs,
He
nigga.
was like, post your
You
credit
said
score right
what?
now. If you got a higher credit score than me, I'll give you a ban right now. Like, oh my God, bro. It was nasty work.
So are they the type of niggas that dress like my son is my king, or my son is my
Oh,
king
couldn't see
dance?
what they
Like, you
was
know,
dressed in.
no,
I
in
imagine that
habits.
they had on the loserest of bitch material
Oh,
to
nigga,
pull.
they definitely had on some fake Fenny.
Yeah, them niggas had on them, and not even a good fake shit. Like they
Yeah, it
got
was
the.
like they got it from the Arabs, not the, like, you know, wrong part of Asia, my nigga.
Right, it's like
Wrong part
dog.
of
Hey,
went to the
come
wrong
on
part of Asia.
now.
That's not
Come
where
on
they
now,
do that. That's not where they do that manufacturing.
why you got
That's
expertise
crazy.
in your Louis Vuitton,
This is the
bro? This is the way to turn. Like,
the V's,
why is your logo stuttering, nigga? Like, Louis
the
Vuitton.
V's on this ain't V-ing right.
First of all, why is the leather not one continuous fabric? And why is you going through the insignia? Why? Come on, dog. If you wear Louis like I do, you know that it is one continuous piece of fabric, and they will never go through their logo.
Ever, ever. Let's see what else dries it up, man. Because this is a whole bunch of shit that Pete was
Oh, side on the
get.
wrestling shit. Sloan don't know what I'm talking about. You seen what AJ posted earlier about how the pretty bitch, like, there's some pretty women that are in the space, you know, that'll fuck with the wrestling, and then they just can't ever show or post nothing about their fandom or their opinion on something because niggas get in the comments and get, and then even a thirst trap. She could have been like, so and so needs to win the Royal Rumble, and then somebody
Shut up,
was like,
bitch. Ain't nobody asked for your motherfucking opinion.
you know what I'm saying? Hey, why don't you watch this?
What?
You should watch wrestling in Finland. There's so many better people here. Or what did he say in there? The girls or the dude said to the girl, "I'll teach you about wrestling in the bed." Nigga, when does that ever work?
Wait.
Like, you
Yo,
what?
niggas are so gross. Niggas are
Yes, nigga,
gross.
that don't even work on my wife.
Niggas
Oh
are
God.
gross, bruv.
If
I'd
he
be
was talking
like, nigga,
about,
you
yeah,
go to
like
wrestling, I'll teach you wrestling in the bed. My wife would be like, nigga, go sleep on the couch.
Oh God. And then talking about like, oh, you should watch this. Oh, you should watch. She didn't ask for tips, nigga. She just thought like this, and this is why they don't talk about it. And the bad bitches never want to come in and be open about their fandom or want to come in and talk to us. It's like you
And
drying it up for nothing.
that's the crazy thing, because y'all know how the spaces used to be. We'd have like 50 people in there, and most of them women. And then we let weird niggas get a mic. We let weird niggas get a mic, and then they used to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see you and your girlfriend together and this. Aren't you gay? Aren't you gay? I can't wait. I'm like, dog, you know, chill out. Y'all are just
drying it up.
Y'all see a WWE or an AEW star in one of these spaces, right? Just relax. Just relax. Don't be a creep.
And they just want to talk about regular shit. They want to talk about regular shit. They're
just
not trying
don't
to
be a creep.
Storylines,
right?
And
like,
and I want to be like, y'all scaring the bad bitches. No, y'all scaring the regular looking ones,
right? Like,
you can't never scare the ugly ones. The ugly ones gonna always be there.
They're like, bitch, I'm here too.
Wait, chill out. You gotta chill because you sounded like the ugly fat girl, and I love the ugly fat girl. The ugly fat girl is the coolest woman on the world. Cause she knows she ugly and she knows she fat and she just want to hang out with you and have a good time and that bitch be funny as hell.
Oh, that's facts. That's facts.
You got an ugly fat girl that you know right now. If she called you and was like, "Hey, bro, let's hang out," you going to hang out with her? Cause you know you're gonna have a good ass time, and she might pay for the food. She might. Gonna have some alcohol and. She gonna have a bag of weed.
They always have the best clubs.
And her kids gonna be at her mama house. So y'all finna have a time.
Weed so good with the fat chick though. Like, you ever notice that?
Yo,
she got the pep, the shit you ain't even heard of. Like, oh nigga, this is booty fat.
Yes, did he say why the fat girl got the best weed?
Because you be trying to figure out
bring back body shame.
They do. They do.
She just opened the jar and you be floating in the air like
the most. God damn.
Cartoon smells the food and they just levitate towards it. Like this. Like the aliens came down, actually stopped by her crib, gave her some of the moon rock, like from Venus, and just dropped it off. Like, I never even seen crystallization. Like, they're crazy. Why aren't you selling it? Why aren't you selling it? You could be rich. Why are you giving this to me?
My fucking stomach hurts because I got a home.
You
be
so high, you can't even move. You just hitting the weed. She got you stuck. You just stuck there, like paralyzed. Like,
I got a homegirl right now. That I'm talking as soon as someone was like, you know, you got one in the tuck. I was like, yeah. And then Marty goes, why does she always got the good weed? Listen, she did, bro. I remember one time, she did. There's my homegirl. Shout out to her. She knows exactly who it is. I know. I apologize, but she will laugh this shit off. And like, went to go hang out with her, and we're just, you know, going to kick it. Because she lives up by the airport that I usually fly out of, so. Went up there, hung out with her, went and got some food, and then end up hanging back at her crib because she had like a bunch of different bottles. She's like, yo, I just got this liquor, just got back from da 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 da. You should try. So I'm like, all right, cool, bro. Get to her house, nigga. When I tell you, she went to like this magical space above or to the side of the fridge, got this like small mason jar out. And when I tell you, I opened it up. It immediately, I can't remember what the SpongeBob episode was, but like he takes the lid off, or he's looking at the leaf blower, and then the leaf blower, he turns it on, just starts blowing all in his face. Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. As soon as I opened it,
like, he was like, wait a minute.
Nigga, I'll tell you, I took two hits, two hits, and that was it. I tapped after I was like, you know what?
This nigga turned away from the mason jar like he had gnats in his face.
I was like, you know what? I was stuck, nigga, in the couch. Sitting there, she just brought me food. And I'm just sitting there,
bowl of cereal,
I'm laughing, like, watching TV, bro. It was hilarious.
It was the best time.
Oh, it was the best time. I had a great time. Fucking, you know what's crazy is she also is a songwriter. And she knows you. Like, knows of you, Marty. So that's why I knew you were legit when she was like, nah, I was in studio. And his name came up because this person worked with you before, I think. Or y'all were in the same studio. So, yeah, that's why I had to say all this to say that. But I digress. Also, ladies, y'all can get, and I say this, a pause before, but like Sloan said, when y'all was in there talking about some personal shit that like you should not share in a space that could be used against you in a court of law.
Your baby daddy could have just could have been on a burner page listening to you talk all that. CPS would have been in your house before you logged up.
My nigga, like it's certain stuff. I love it that y'all, you know, womanhood and like all this other shit that y'all be doing on the fake, because y'all don't really rock with each other like that. Let's be honest. But when y'all like fake besties for like 2 minutes, oh girl, you're so pretty. We should be friends. By the way, I cooked my coochie for like 3 times. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, yeah, I hit control alt delete on a few babies. What? Ma'am. And she was like, she came out and said, yeah, I hit control alt delete on a few babies, and my baby daddy don't know about most of them. I was like, yo.
And then was like, yeah, so what? And then, like, when you accidentally automatically got drunk in the same, time frame, was it like, we were like, ah, you might be a little tipsy, to like, oh, this bitch is wasted. Yeah, no. When it was like, you were dragging words, ma'am. Like, what are you doing? You all right?
I was entertained for 8 hours off that shit.
Nigga, do you know that somebody asked her in another space, like, are you autistic?
Wait,
the number of times they asked her, are you drunk or are you dumb or are you slow, was hilarious.
Nigga, when she got into it with that girl from that's a Kentucky Wildcat fan, and that's all she could keep saying was like, all right, Kentucky. All right, Kentucky. And then went off on a whole like cuss out rant about,
oh, where are you shit from? You sound like you from Nova Scotia.
Like, oh my God. No, bitch, you ain't even had, like, they were doing the Mulatto Awards, which was crazy. Like, you ain't even mixed, bitch. You won eighth.
Oh
my God. Like, wait a minute. Did they do the star racism?
Yes.
Damn. Oh,
they, of course,
why did I miss this?
Bro, they bonded over star racism.
Oh, that's how she pulled it back in. She's like, oh, but not if he a Pisces. They were like,
star racist, bro. Yeah, I cussed somebody out immediately because she I can't mess with him if it's a male Virgo.
I mean, I will give her props for answering our original question.
The only one
that gave a real answer.
This is also the thing, dude. This is the one that really makes dick go like soft satin. You dig what I'm saying? When bitches try to act like too cute, like, nigga, I know you were a whole super thug. I just went down your media. You had you said date night. You posted a picture talking about date night. It was two blacks, a 12 piece from KFC. It was also like some grip socks, a honey pack, and a half drank bottle of Hen. You know what I'm saying? With Hypnotic. Like, I don't even know where the fuck they still are.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know. All that shit bagged me.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would have totally been bagged.
Oh no, they was on the
hook. If she had $40 in there too,
I'm saying, my nigga, what I am saying, it was like when we asked the question of, hey, ladies, what would you have in your starting five? Obviously, for those that are listening, we're talking about from last episode, when we were talking about having a starting five, the different types of people that you would have in your starting five.
You know who we're talking about too.
Yeah, just the characteristics of a person. It doesn't have to be like their entire embodiment as a person, but it's just like somebody, you know, that, for example, person might get too drunk. that person is not going to be in your starting five. They got to go sit on the bench. But it will be like, you know, for a guy, the fat friend that got the jokes and can keep the party going.
There we go. Women don't have friend groups like that.
Oh my gosh, yo.
That women just do that. We just come together because we all have emotional trauma because of our mothers, sisters, and aunties, and we come together as a group and we just genuinely vibe. We don't do stuff like that.
Drying up.
Oh my God. Like, I just answer your question. Like, we don't do that. I'm not that kind of person. I don't have that kind of personality.
It took, blah, blah, blah. It took the remedial drunk bitch to answer the question to come in because she was like, oh, okay, I'll feel better. And it was like, God damn, dude. Like,
and then you notice the other one started answering honestly after she did it?
Yeah.
There were a couple of them that stood on their high horse, but there are other ones that was all quiet and reserved. The moment she gave a real answer. Okay, so yeah, it's probably me. It's like, see, it only takes like, one. It's the hive mind.
And when you bitches start saying y'all got trauma, like, who the fuck don't, bro? Like, as soon as I hear, when I hear keywords that I heard in 20 fucking.
That's like when niggas.
Oh my God.
Like, you don't know what happens in my hood. The same thing that happens in every hood, nigga. Your shit is not mutually exclusive.
I'm triggered.
Everybody got trauma, nigga. Stop it. You know what? I'm going to start using that in the next space. Like, listen, I'm triggered right now. I have trauma.
I'm going to just start doing what they do.
As soon as you start getting space races on me and start talking about the stars, like, listen, I have trauma.
I dated somebody that was a fire sign. fire sign Leo.
She's like, I dated a fire sign. Bitch, that sounds like you dated a felony.
Yeah. Hey, and then you, how do they switch it up? How do you get two signs now? She was like, "Oh, I got an Aries moon sign.
I'm an Aries moon and a Jupiter ascending." Like,
you get two signs now? How in the fuck? You was born in 1 month on one day. How?
It's like, so you went back in an almanac and figured out where the moon was at when you were born? Like, and you, let me show you about your astral chart. Like, I get it, but God damn it.
Lord have mercy.
Like, who the fuck doesn't have trauma in today, this day and age? Okay, we live in a country that tells you it's the greatest, but we sit like in worse positions than third world countries when it comes to education, fucking job retention, and we sit number one in incarceration and what we spend in military spending. On top of that, especially if you are a minority, there is some type of generational trauma that has befallen you or your ancestors or your people in some way, shape, or form. You probably dealt with a whole multitude of shit before you turned 10, right? But then when y'all get into these fucking spaces and y'all start talking, it's like, God damn it. I go into like
it's
Facebook.
Like, who can out-trauma the other person in there? It's like, oh, I'm
going to
out-trauma you. It's just like,
Crazy. Like the trauma one-ups. Oh, God, I swear to God, bro. I immediately want to just start headbutting drywall because I can't take it. You know what I'm saying?
At that point, I'll just be like, bitch, maybe you deserved it. Because the way you're talking right now.
Oh, my God, I see why he did it. Jesus.
I would have got cigarettes and not came back too. Maybe you're the reason why he went to his other family.
Yo, I see why that nigga cheated. Like, God
damn. And then they don't take accountability for it.
Yeah, his other family, they don't treat him like that.
Well, you shouldn't talk to a woman like that in this space. Oh my God, my nigga. I go to TikTok spaces.
His other woman respects him.
Yeah, I go to TikTok
space. His other kids act right. His other kids not.
I'm gonna be so misogynistic all 2024. I just don't give a damn. Like, the accountability is crazy. Like, but when I go into these fucking TikTok spaces, my nigga,
TikTok spaces too.
Yeah. When they have TikTok lives, right, and then they're doing
they
like
need
live
accountability buddies.
Oh, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, the most DeLulu-ass bitches are on fucking TikTok groups. And then when they try to say some shit that wasn't shit, and then they're like, yes, girl, speak your truth. Oh, my God. My nigga, it's just the shit they be saying. Like, these words and catchphrases all trigger the fuck out of me. It's like, speak your truth, queen. Like, do you just lie normally? instead of like not saying shit out loud, like, yep, all right, cool, hurt, you're like, you know what
You're
I'm saying?
understanding the trauma. Men ain't shit
Oh my
because blah, blah,
God.
blah,
You know, like,
blah,
it's
blah,
so
blah.
difficult being a woman. It's difficult being a human being,
I
period,
wish I
point
could sell
blank.
feet pics and pay my rent. The fuck?
Man,
Like,
man.
nigga,
Booty
on
hole
my
on display.
soul, on my fucking soul, bro.
You
All
don't even gotta
oh,
flip a real dick.
butthole.
You
You
literally could
bitch.
go grab something plastic from the store and get in front of a camera for 5 minutes and pay your rent, and you really out here complaining.
You niggas could,
Bro,
bitches could
I
fart
tell
in
them.
mason jars, bro, and
Does your
sell it.
job description say you gotta be able to lift 20 to 80 pounds? No. You just hop in front of the camera, your webcam, on your laptop that you're still making payments on, and then you start criticizing the world. Like, some
Dog,
people just
look.
wanna watch the world burn.
Oh man, if y'all don't
Look.
stop, if y'all don't stop crying in fucking spaces where nobody can see you or your crocodile tears, that also kills it. Like when y'all, I just need a moment.
Yeah, niggas are all up in my DMs, always in my DMs with that shit, but the ones that you respond to, if your cat, you don't get to call say shit about niggas in your DMs if your Cash App is in your bio. If you a link in bio chick, get your money, I'm not gonna begrudge you for that, but you can't be out here, you know what I mean, throwing stones. That ain't like, the glass is cracked. The windshield got a crack all the way from one end to the other. There's no fluid in the wipers. You can't do, stop. Stop it. You ain't changed it. Like, you don't get to act smarter than everybody else or act higher than mighty if your check engine light been on since last summer. You show no initiative. You just stop it. These niggas on the internet don't care about you. Your pers if that's your persona, get a new one.
Oh, nigga. Oh, you know
Amen.
what really dries up the coochie is when like a bitch shares some trauma and then, well, actually it might do both, right? It might make, I know for sure my dick goes soft when a nigga jumps in and wants to save this bitch that he does not know from Peter, Paul, James, or John, or Matthew, or Mark.
That's
You
the
know what
nigga
I'm
that hit
saying?
the Cash App because it's her birthday.
Oh my
It's
God,
my
dude. They
birthday,
just,
seen if you want.
yo, they just had to finesse you real quick out of that quick
Oh,
$20, bro.
you not gonna tag me in that bottle? You know I paid for it. Nigga, how do you know it was your $20 that did it?
No, there is eight other niggas. There's eight other niggas that help pay for that whole
You
experience.
paid for the group dinner. Like, they ate Wingstop off your dollar,
Damn, damn it.
nigga.
And then she had the audacity to put boss bitch.
Bro, she wasn't hungry. That was for dude that just got out.
Yeah,
Oh
she had to put
God,
some
her
money on his
penthouse.
books.
That
Yo,
nigga is eating all the top ramen in the world for that week,
this
and
nigga
you pay
simping
for
right.
it.
This nigga simping right now, to bitches that still fuck dirty water niggas.
Hey,
Shout out to my man House.
on
Shout out
that
to
topic.
my.
This nigga cooking the spread. He in there whipping it up, cooking it like a stir fry for the gang because she done hit the JPay with your money.
And he got a boyfriend. God damn it. Oh man. While we are here, fellas, before we get up out the way, once again, shout out to all the sponsors, Dr. Dabber, 710 Labs, Luke Belair Champagne, Grogaine Inc., and who the fuck am I missing? Blah, 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 blah.
Sexual
Oh,
chocolate.
Sex and Chocolate Factory. Sorry about this. And we got another one coming. We'll announce that in a moment. But fellas, while we were just on the top of scaring the hoes, have you ever been the hoe that was scared to where you had to talk yourself out of
Hey,
some
look. All
coochie?
right, here we
Oh, we
go.
talked about
Here we
this in
go.
pre-pod.
Story time. All right, everybody, gather around. Story time with the big fella.
Hold on, before you get into story time, real quick. Also, ladies, you know what? Respect this masculine bad bitch energy. And you know, if a nigga get a fresh cut or a fresh shave and he wants to go run errands, stop being a fucking hater and you know, feel proud. Take some pride in that. You know what I
Yeah, that's
mean?
you, boo.
That's you. That's you.
That's you.
And pay
But
for his haircut
he
and
just
his
need to
shave.
show it off. That's like,
Story time with the big fella.
yep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I went home, right? About a year ago. And I'm hanging out with my little brother, one of my little brothers, and we're at the bar and we get invited to an after party. So I get to the place first, and it's like five or six girls and a couple of guys. And I'm in the kitchen drinking a beer. And this girl that was trying to talk to me at the bar comes and starts grinding on me. And I'm standing there. And you know, it's rude if you punch her in the back of the head or like push her or move her off of you. So I'm just standing there, stuck, frozen, looking with help in my eyes. Bro, I'm telling you, I was looking like this. I was looking like, hold on. I was like this. You know how we tell Marty to blink twice? I was over there blinking like a motherfucker, like somebody come get me. And then my homegirl seen it. And she had grabbed the girl and she was like, no, girl, come talk to me over here. And when she did that, I shot right to the car and left.
Damn.
Did not pass go, did not collect $200. I went home.
I have to go.
I was like, this is why I don't come to after parties no more.
Had to talk
There's
yourself all the way up.
weird stuff happens, and I'm just like, yo, why are you? No, don't talk to me. I'm out.
Like, what are we doing here? Hey, real shit. And then we'll let Marty round this out. Man, listen, back in my, I wouldn't even say heyday, bro. This is a while ago. It was a couple, probably a little over 10 years, about 15. So I was kind of talking to this girl. And we had been talking back and forth, texting each other, in like early stages of like talking and shit, right? And so we finally, after weeks of talking, and we ended up linking up because our we both worked in service industry, so it was just impossible for us to like find each other or come together because we were just on two totally different schedules. So we end up linking up. And I drove a ways. It's like, when you kind of like it's on the cusp of, hey, we gotta go, we gotta do a mission, right? It was like 40 minutes. So that's still mission status, but like it ain't 2 hours, bruh. It was a solo mission, right? So it was still inside the time frame of solo mission. And so I go down there, hang out with her, and I'm thinking I'm, pulling up to her place. Well, she was over at a friend spot. So I'm like, okay, cool. We end up kicking it. We have a couple drinks, we watch the TV, we're talking shit, playing cards, and then her friend goes to bed. And I'm thinking, like, all right, cool. Well, if you want to go back to your place, da-da-da-da, whatever. She's like, nah, I'm gonna stay here. And I'm like, well, your friend's little boy is asleep in the back. And she's got the master bedroom, and there's a couch, but that couch was a love seat. And if I gotta crack you out here on that, we gonna wake everybody up. Cause yeah, we've been talking too much shit in the DMs, yada yada yada. So we start messing around, and respectfully, when you like you already committed, but it was it would that tank was a little pungent.
So
Oh,
not like the
I
battery,
didn't
not
go,
the
yeah, this wasn't any fellatio, none of that. It was just like, how you like, all right, let me see what we doing. I just gotta check the temp. And
what my man
like, she
say
just
if
came
she
back
come
from
over and
Virginia.
what my man say if she come over and it smell mud, it smell a little bit, let's get musty.
Like, she just got back from the
So
Oh, she made it after the gym.
I'm like, like, damn, like, I'm like, hey, what'd you do today? You ain't go, you go work out at all or anything? Like, what I'm saying? We did, like, nigga, we have already surpassed the point of like having a combo. Like, she's ready, like, ready. The engine is revved up, like, warmed up, just ready to go.
You ain't
And
never
there's
wished to be so congested in your life.
and I just like, back step. So like, hey, before we get to going, like, how you
Her back
feeling right
shot air stank.
now? No, nigga.
That back shot win is atrocious.
It was the front shot. I mean, this was missionary. He was trying to stay away from it.
Nigga. I was already
in your face.
I was there. I already made the mission, my nigga. I was like, ah, God, why?
Before you went,
nigga, I'm talking about duct tape my dick with a condom.
This nigga had
four cartridge
pills and a honey pack. He showed up. Ah,
nah, bro, nah. This was before I even knew what them were, bro. Before
this nigga went through with the
nah, nigga, just like, you know what I'm saying? She like
behind enemy lines.
Oh man, yeah, I made it to safety, but my nigga, it. And I know, I had to ejectocito, cuz. And then what's crazy, she like was beating, like she let me beat cheeks on the floor, my nigga, on like whole carpeted area. I'm like, oh, we ain't got a blanket out here or nothing. I need a cushion to put up between my knees, my nigga. Like, nigga,
went home, Marky fell off his bike.
Nigga, it was like I went and did a slide tackle on turf, bro. On my fucking knee. Like, you ever seen when them soccer players score a goal and then they just go knee slide real quick? Imagine if a nigga did that on turf.
Oh my
That's
God.
How my fucking knees felt. It really wasn't that bad, but I was cooking. Ah, my goodness. Like, you know, started cooking muffins.
And then when on his knees.
The muffins was like, they wasn't muffining the way I wanted to muff them. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man.
You didn't crack the muffin like you needed to.
Nah, bruh. Nah. And I know she probably walked out of there disappointed, but I was upset. And I left. I left, bro. I mean, probably hit. And then after, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got a clear mind after you got yours. And I know she was, damn.
Not you over there. Like, I checked out. But you was knocking down the funky fish.
No, bro, I didn't know until I'm like, and then
this
I was like,
that's why you ain't do the scratching sniff.
I did.
Hey, hon, when you take your fingers out, did your finger where your fingernails gone? Like, where my fingernail go?
That nigga pulled his finger out. He pulled his fingernails.
This nigga had a full manicure. He had a full manicure when he was done.
She was like, yo, she was trying to like get me there too. And I'm like, I gotta be up early in the morning. I gotta open a store. Bye.
That's how you finger her and the juice is turning to grit.
Yo, hey. Not sticky rice.
Don't worry, sticky rice. Oh my God, dig it.
And this episode of Susio Boys Podcast was brought to you.
The snail trail supposed to dry. That shit was still like. You had to throw them panties away.
Nah,
you had to throw them panties away.
I got up out of there. Ah,
oh my God! Is that your whole? Is like, nigga, why is my hand breaking out?
Oh my goodness! Yo, you know a nigga checked his finger, like the nails. I went, hold on, hold the fuck up. Let me check.
He's
my...
like, it's under my nail. This nigga picked the stick up off the ground and was like,
if a nigga, the one thing I will say, I did not go run to. I didn't like use it. Did I use the restroom? I think I did. That's crazy.
I'd have been taking a whole bath. I'd have been at that sink.
I know I did. It was an egregious exit, bro. It was an egregious exit. Cute girl, don't get me wrong, but it just, man. And it was too late and I had to go.
Was it of the bunny variety?
No, huh?
Was it of the bunny variety or?
No, she was just a small little short girl, cute.
She was a nigger.
Huh? No.
She was a nigger.
Mix, mix, yeah, no mix.
White queen, white bunnies never, white
No, she
queens
was mixed.
forever.
And she was
Okay.
mixed too, and it's like nice body, and it was just that I don't know. It was like, damn, was that a, you know what I'm saying? When you play an away game, and like, you know, I was like, damn, was she playing an away game? And then she was like on the IR or something. I don't know, but
You didn't read
you
the
know,
scouting report.
yeah, I sure didn't. I sure did not. I sure
You're
did
like, oh, this
not.
is a good prospect. This is a good prospect. Let me see
And
what our team looks like.
it
This is why I
was.
think you should have a cat fax. Like, cat faxes should be real. You should be able to check that.
Now, well, also, there's a multitude of facts that you need to have. You have to have a cat fax. You got to have a crazy fax. You know what I'm saying? And women are going to be like, well, I need a dick fax and a fucking crazy fax too. Yeah, everybody's
What
supposed to
the
have
fuck are we talking about, my guy?
it. Talk about Marty's talking about a coochie car report.
I'm just saying before, if you, I mean,
Nigga, the whole facts.
if you go and test
You
drive the
gotta know the
vehicle
whole
with it,
facts.
and you go test drive the vehicle, you need to know its history just a little bit. I'm
Let me
not gonna know
check. Let
every,
me see the
you're not gonna
mileage on
know
this
every oil
motherfucker.
change,
How
but you're gonna
many?
know if there was an accident
There. Did
Nigga, I
this
don't
or
care
how
if it
many.
was an accident. As long as that accident don't kill me, I ain't worried about it.
I just want to make sure the power steering still worked. It's, you know what I mean? You don't want to get behind the wheel and not be able to turn and crash and burn.
Nigga, that don't even make no sense. Are we talking about cars or women?
The metaphor replies.
Yo, all right, I'm gonna say it like this,
And
bro.
this has been another episode of Sushi Old Boys Podcast. You can catch me at Big R217 on all social medias.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. How do I follow that? So, okay. Oh yeah, me and him was talking about this one. Oh, I got permission to tell this one too, so I don't have to leave
Oh
nothing out.
Jesus. No, Marty's about to snitch, snitch. I'm ready.
Okay, so yeah, I got permission to tell this one. So this was some years ago, but this was like right after me and the BM like splits done, so whatever. So you know, niggas is learning to get back outside again. I'm outside, I'm chilling. I got picked up. I was flued out.
Huh?
So at the time, yeah. So I was in living in Sacramento at the time, and been chopping up with one. I knew her through a mutual friend, and at the time, like I could move on it because you know niggas was committed and was you know was doing the
Understandable.
family man thing. You know what I mean? Being a stand up. You know, stand up gentleman, you know, faithful father was out there doing that. So, you know, when it opened up, because she was on it. When she found out that the, you know, the streets were clear, she, oh, how you doing? Yada yada, hit me up, blah blah blah. We chopping it up. She hit me up. The conversations was looking good. She's just like, I was like, well, yeah, next time you come to Cali, like, holla at me. Because she was staying in was it Houston? She was out in Texas, so she's like, why don't you come see me? And I'm sitting there thinking, like, yeah, right. Yeah. Next time I'm in Texas, whenever the fuck that is, I'll hit you up. She's like, no. What you doing next weekend? I was like, no, I don't believe I have anything cracking going on. She's like, well, come see me then. I'm like, she's like, don't worry about it. I got the ticket if you gonna come. And I said,
Wait,
word?
so from Sacramento, she flew you to Texas?
Yep.
Damn.
Drove
That sounds
from
like
Houston.
just a regular day of my life.
Right?
Oh, this
Got her, yep, rich nigga, right? So,
nigga.
and she, I flew into Dallas, Fort Worth, and she drove from Houston. It's not that close.
It's
So
four
she
and a half
drove.
hours. I
Yeah.
mean, I've obviously he's taking a flight, so she's already started by the time he got up in the air. Makes sense.
So it's like she had gotten the little, there was like a, she got an Airbnb and at the end, I'll tell you, 'cause I don't feel as bad about this, but she had gotten the Airbnb that was like in the area. 'Cause I told her I was only supposed to stay for the weekend. I think I flew out like, was like six, I had, it was like a 6 a.m. flight on that Friday.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I
Damn,
usually
she must have
fly.
really wanted some Marty meat. That's crazy.
Oh God. So she flew. I got it at 6 o'clock. Flew out at 6. I got there with the time difference. It was weird when you jump 2 hours or whatever ahead. Whatever time I fucking got there, I know it was a little bit like afternoon. So she's like, "Yeah, we'll go get some food." So here's the thing. Like on paper, this is like great. She flew me out, fed me. You know what I mean? We just slid through or whatever. And then I just kind of noticed that just in general, like she bad. She's bad. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like it's up. I'm Birdman hands. I'm like, it's up, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm back in these streets. Fuck her. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Nigga, I'm out here. You know what I
Everything
mean?
sounds great right now.
Emancipation of me, nigga. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm free. Let's do it. Let's get it, right? And I noticed because when she picked me up, she pulled up in the car. She's a nurse. So take that as you will.
Freak.
You know what I'm saying? But she had a nice little BMW, you know, she pulled up. Nothing like super top tier, but like a good decent mid-tier, you know what I mean? So she, you know what I'm saying? She picked me up, fed me, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. Like the vibes was cool a little bit, but then I kind of noticed that like she was like awkward. Like, you know what, awkward to the point to where you like looking at it and you like you just start biting your lip. You're like, oh, I can't wait. Are we done doing whatever we doing so we can go get to what we're trying to do? And then as we get into it, she started drinking. Or we're like drinking, and then I notice she just starts getting more and more and more annoying. And then I don't know what it was. It's like we ate at the same place, and it was just like the breath was just like it wasn't egregious, but it was like a little bit disrespectful. And I was like, oop, that's already kind of a turn off. I'm like, stick with it, stick with it. I'm here now. I'm here. I don't fly back till Sunday. I gotta thug it out. So I was like, okay, maybe if I drink, or I'm like looking for reasons to like get her to. Like do something. Like I remember we went to the I had her take me to the gas station. I was like, yeah, I want to grab a Red Bull. I went and bought some gum. You can see how it
No.
started high and then it's like
No. Like, so you partying with Yuck Mouth all weekend?
it wasn't like yuck, but it was just like
It's
and then,
tart.
yeah, it was just like then I found myself like as she's talking, I'm trying to like look at her teeth. I'm like, how is all this like a pow? And then that's just like, And it's like, I don't expect everybody to have the pearly whites or nothing like crazy. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. She in Texas, they eat good food. I'm not necessarily tripping, but like, I bought gum. So I'm like, and she's kept saying, like, no, I don't want any. I'm like, and then we get back to the Airbnb spot and her friends came out. I'm like, wait, then like my antennas start going up. I'm like, is this bitch trying to set me up? I'm like, I know people here. Don't fuck with me. And then her friend came by and dropped off a bottle. She literally just came by and said, "What's up?" Like, did her little scope, gave her approval, dropped the bottle off, and then dipped. So like, as we're drinking, and then she's just like touching my face and shit, like whatever. Like, you could slowly just, it's just like going down. She's like touching on my face and shit. And then she's just like talking. And then she had this laugh where it was like, and I was like, I'm just getting more and more and more annoyed. And I'm like, okay, I'm not into this. We just need to get going and get it cracking. Like maybe it's just today. Maybe it's nerves, whatever, right? I'm already feeling the type of way because like I'm fresh out of like a long-term relationship. So I'm just trying to be like, you know what? I'm feeling like that nigga. I got flow now. I got fit. You know what I mean? I'm coaching myself to stick with it and then go. We get into it. This bitch don't. She's like tensing up and like trying to scratch on me, but we ain't even got started yet. This bitch trying to give me hickeys and shit. So I'm like, oof, the breath was not hitting. So I'm like, okay, flip.
Oh no, not a musty,
Sure.
musty hickey, bro.
No, I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just like, flip. And then it just smells like liquor and it's like, it's a little tart. And then I'm just like, but this bitch is bad. That's the problem. So I'm like, okay. I'm trying to be as shallow as I possibly can in that moment. Like, I shouldn't be thinking this hard. Especially after like 5 shots. I should be like, fuck it. You know what I mean? We out here. We in here. Let's get it. And then she turns around. Just picture the worst arch, like whatever pops in your mind when I say worst arch ever. Like stiff, like a scared cat. And then the whole time I'm like in there, and you like are not all the way in, and it's just like moving around all awkwardly and weird. And then I'm just like, okay, we're getting into it. And then it's just like, okay, we're getting into it. And then she just stiffens up, and it's like I can feel. I don't know if this bitch is squats, but I can feel she's like squeezing me. I'm like, I made like in that moment, you know, when you watch movies and you see the character like slow down and stop, and it's like in their mind, like time is frozen and they're able to get out like a whole monologue, but really only like 5 seconds went by. I'm assuming that that was the case. At this point, I was like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this for 2 days, for a day and a half, 2 days. I cannot. This ain't, if this is it, this ain't it. This was like, I at that point, I'm like convincing myself I'm not ready. I'm trying to figure this out. And I was like, oh my, I'm in it. This was my excuse. I was like, I gotta pee. You're that part turns off when you're in there. That turns off. I was like, I gotta pee real quick. I go in there and you would thought I was cheating the way I was trying to sneak my phone in into the bathroom. I grabbed the pillow. I grabbed the pillow and grabbed my phone.
Nah.
And I was in there and I called my boy. I was like, hey. He's like, hey, did you
Nah.
make it? Did you land? You land? I was like, hey, all right. I need you to call me in 2 minutes. If I don't answer, just keep blowing my phone up. Keep blowing my phone up. Keep blowing my phone up. I'm gonna put the ringer on. Just keep blowing my phone up in exactly like 2 minutes. Just call. Just call, call, call. And just sound as distressed as you possibly can. Just say emergency, whatever. I didn't want to like use my kid as an excuse because that's just like poor taste and just shitty. But I was like, just something. Like, we didn't have to say what. I was like, just call, call, call. She's like, okay, come here, trying to give me like all. It was just not the point. So I'm like in there. I faked the nut because I was like, I said 2 minutes. Of course, when you ask niggas to call you to like help you with something, it's CP time. This nigga, like 5, 6 minutes, almost 10 minutes goes by. So it's like I'm like waiting for my phone, like trying to stall, and I'm like, fuck, I'm just like, okay, I gotta get back in. This nigga's not gonna call. He probably high and forgot. So I'm in there. I had to fake the finish. She couldn't tell. I had the rubber on. At that point, I was like, I'm looking for any reason to get out of it. So not only did I fake it, just not a fair showing. And I'm hoping like, okay, maybe I just look like a lame that couldn't hang. And I was like, I'm sorry. That's all I said. I was like, I'm sorry. And then I started getting into the emotional bag. Like, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not ready for this. Or it's been a while. I don't know what the fuck I said. Something along the lines of that, just coming up with some reason just to look ashamed. She's like, nah, baby, it's okay. It's okay. We can try again and blah, blah. And then like after I do that to like I might as well print it out a big ass L and just do it on my forehead like this. To make myself look like a chump, just hoping that like, that would turn her off and make her not want to do nothing with it. Then this nigga called after the fact. Oh my God. Oh yeah. And I'm just like, where was you when where the fuck were you when I needed you, nigga? And then calls with the excuse. So I'm like, I gotta go. She didn't pay for the ticket. Her sister worked for the airline, so that ticket was free. I was like, oh my God, it's an emergency. I have to get back home. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so sorry. She's like, no, it's okay. Go home and handle your business. Like, she got up. I'll give her props for that. She was going to get up and get dressed. I was like, no, bitch, you've been drinking. So she called me the Uber. I think it was like a $60 ride. She called me the Uber and I grabbed my stuff and drove him to the airport. And then I paid like the 150 or one something difference so I can move my flight up. And then I had to wait until basically like, put myself on standby.
What
And
the
then
fuck are y'all talking about? Like,
Marty just had a
this
bad
story is
time.
going on endless. No,
Marty just had a
I'm out. I'm out. Y'all can have a great night. I told y'all I was out 15 minutes ago. Y'all thought this was
Okay.
done. I'm gonna holler at
Okay.
y'all.
Peace. Michelle, peace. Enjoy New York. But yeah, nigga, that as I was saying, that nigga, the L-est of L's. But I was willing to go the distance to get the fuck out of Dodge because I would have to deal with that the whole weekend. I pay out of pocket with no free trip. I wasn't even there a whole day for the most for it was like I don't it was trash. Like I felt so ashamed. Like I just felt the L. Not that I had to fake the finish and then come up with the excuse to get dropped off. I had to come out of pocket just so I could fly back. And I still waited like 3 hours to get on the plane to get back home.
Ugh.
That's the first time, first and last time I ever got flued out.
See, you fucked it up, man. You fucked your karma up. Could've got flued out again.
How? How? Nigga, I tried. I tried.
That's where you're just supposed to sacrifice.
Would you have been able to spend the whole weekend?
I don't know, man. It depends. There's so many variables that I'm still uncertain, because it's like she, for the most part, she plus-sided me. I mean, if it wasn't really like halitosis, like, because there's, everybody got a little tartness to a little tartar, but you can mask it. Because what I would have done is would have, what the fuck is that shit? Not
Monaco?
schnapps. It's fucking something. Not Goldschläger. That would have been a cool one too. Could have kind of, you know what I'm saying? Could have got like a cinnamony taste. Something. I would have done them type of shots. If I knew, like, hey, why don't you get this bottle? It's my shit for real.
I was just trying to get in. I was so ready. I fast tracked past lunch. I was so ready to get up in there and get it cracking. I've been waiting for this one, and she flew me out. Once I realized I wasn't gonna get set up, I was
Damn,
like, "I'm leaving."
damn it. The
It was
you didn't
bad.
even stay a whole day?
No.
Hey man, hey. Sorry to hear that for you, King. That's terrible, terrible, terrible news. I
Not for
truly
her.
do.
I found out that whoever some more people popped up, they got it cracking, and so I didn't feel that bad afterwards.
Oh, wait,
So
what?
some more people popped up. That like she just had I left, so she had some people come through, and I guess they all turned up during the weekend. So I'm sure she got hers.
Damn it. That's a shame, bro. But hey, man, like I said, to each their own. It
I
happens.
wasn't
But
ready. I wasn't
yeah,
ready.
he wasn't ready.
Wasn't ready.
No. Speaking of not being
Mexico.
ready, you niggas ain't ready for us to get out of here. We know it. But Sloan's already dipped out because he's got important meetings and shit. And rich shit, rich nigga shit to do. But for the rest of you dirty water niggas, Marty, where can the people find you?
Instagram, Marty underscore McFlyer than you. Twitter, M underscore McFlyer than you. That's THAMU because you niggas still can't spell.
Yeah, buddy. All right, then. A-Hunt Shogun, you already know. You can find me on Twitter, A underscore Hun underscore the Shogun. You can also find me on my Facebook fan page, a.hun.theshogun. A lot of people follow me on my regular page now, so I got to figure that one out because I don't know how I'd be any more famous on that one than this one, but whatever. And then also, you can find me on Instagram, a.hun.shogun, same as Facebook fan page. More importantly, though, we appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We in 2024. I think this is week two, possibly three, going into three right now. And it's more dumb shit. But, we got to keep y'all up to speed. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all. SpongeBob, if you could, before we go, let the people know how much we appreciate them. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for your patronage.
All right, then. Make sure you listen to all the other pods on the network. We drop them every day of the week. We got Aim High, we got Susio on Tuesday, Wednesday. We usually have fucking It's a Sports One, It's Even the Draylax podcast, which I think that moves around between Wednesday and Friday, or It is Susio Sports. We also have brought back, there's a new episode, collab episode with myself and Dre. We did the Draylax podcast and the Shogun Soccer Sit Down. Sorry I hijacked that, Dre, because I had a whole bunch of soccer shit to talk about. It's been a minute. And the CDB podcast is coming back. And actually, we got more shit to drop, dude. There's more shit to talk about. We got more people that are coming. So, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all rock with us as always. For those that have listened up until this point, we will be doing some fun shit. I think we're actually planning on doing a live show all with all of us together. We just got to figure out a time and place, and then we'll make that happen. But we love y'all, appreciate y'all. Okay, we are out this bitch. We are holler at y'all next fucking week. Trav. Love y'all. Okay, bye.
Bye.